Beloved, today is the 12th day of Christmas. When we think of that song, the 12 days of Christmas, it's not the 12 days up to Christmas, but it's the 12 days of Christmas from Christmas Day up to January the 6th. And in the Western Church, they celebrate the Feast of the Visitation of the Three Magi. And for us, we celebrate the Feast of our Lord's Baptism. And we call this baptism of the Lord a special name, Theophany, which means an appearing of God. And if we listen closely to Paul's letter to Titus, we heard that word appear at least three times. St. Paul spoke of the appearing of God's grace, the appearing of Christ. And indeed, Christ has appeared. He appeared at his nativity. He appeared there as a child, a baby in a feed box of animals. Today, it is not only he who appears, but it is also his Father and the Holy Spirit. As we hear in the Gospel, that when he came up out of the water, a voice came from heaven, the Father's voice. "This is my beloved Son." And a dove, the Holy Spirit, came upon him. And this was seen by John and by Christ himself. So that on this feast, it is the appearing of the Holy Trinity. The first appearance in our Lord's own public ministry of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together at once, revealing to us that the God we worship is one in three persons. Three persons in one, Father, Son, and Spirit. Going back a little bit to the beginning of the Gospel, we find, why would Jesus be baptized? St. John was baptizing sinners, people who came to him, and he was baptizing them in the Jordan River, it says, for the forgiveness of sins, for repentance. Jesus is without sin. Why does he come to be baptized? And even the Baptist is astonished by this. He understands. He says, "Why do you come to me? You, the sinless one, should be baptizing me, washing away my sins. And here you come to me, the sinner, to put you in the water, as though you were a sinner like any others that are coming here." This is an appearing of Jesus' humility, truly of his love for us, that he submits to be treated like anyone else coming to John. That as we hear in the Scriptures, he takes upon himself our sin, the sin of the world, from the beginning to the end, of every person that has ever been born and ever will be born, he takes it upon himself. As St. Paul says elsewhere, he becomes sin for us, to put to death sin. So his being baptized in the water, he goes into it to wash away our sin, and showing us the pattern for us that we too are washed in water in likeness to him who was sinless. And we heard this also in Paul's letter to Titus. For when he says the washing of regeneration, that means baptism. Exactly what those words mean. The washing of regeneration is baptism because it's a rebirth. It's a new birth. And then he also says, and the anointing, the giving of the Holy Spirit, which happens at our baptism. We are chrismated. We receive the Holy Spirit. We become his temple. And in the washing of regeneration, we are clothed with Christ. And if we remember any baptisms we've been to, whether they were adults or children, they're clothed in a white robe, almost from head to toe. Bright, shining, white. the robe of Christ, an outward figure of what is happening inside, of the light of Christ, his life in us. And on this feast of lights, when the light of Christ is revealed at the Jordan, together with the Father and the Spirit, we who are baptized in him, who are temples of the Spirit, can ask ourselves, do I shine? Does my face shine with Christ? When I leave from the liturgy here, do I take his brightness into the world, to my classmates, to my co-workers, to my family, to my friends, to my neighbors, to my enemies? Do I shine with Christ's light in me? Because, beloved, no amount of teaching, admonishing, correcting, any type of book knowledge or logic is going to bring someone to Christ. We bring Christ in us, especially by our faith. For if we leave the church with a face clouded, a condemning face, unruly thoughts, an unillumined heart, who wants a part of that? Who wants darkness? People are looking for light, and there is one light, and it is Christ, and he lives in us. And we come to him to receive him from the holy altar, to be renewed in him, and him renewed in us. So that no matter how others react to us, we are always showing forth Christ's light, his joy, his peace. That is what attracts others to him. That is what attracted the sinners to him. He didn't walk around scolding the sinners, telling the adulteress, or the person who had fallen into this sin or that, or the tax collector. He didn't walk around correcting them. He simply went to them, they saw him, they followed. Their lives changed. And we are to become little C Christs, him living in us, his light shining in us as we go out from this temple into the world after this liturgy, in order to show him forth in us, that others see him in us, and that he in turn will be born in them, that they will be attracted by his light in us and in their own lives come to him to see him, the one true light of the world, who also is love. Love that endures all things, seeks all things, is patient, is kind, and never fails. That is our Christ, our light. Let us live in him, in his love, that he live fully in us.